G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Who is the attraction in your church? Strange question. Let me give you an example of why I asked that question. Long time ago, I came across a little girl called Alice. Now, Alice was a sweet little girl and always had a ready answer or question when we came together for Bible study. One morning, I was talking of the church services and the need to have more people join us. How should we get them there? I asked the group. I went on to make several suggestions. I know, should we have bingo sessions? Alice looked at me in amazement. I went on. We need entertainment in the house of God to get them there, don't we? Alice looked angry now. No way, she said. There should only be one attraction in the house of God. I inquired then of her what that should be. You've got it all wrong, Mr. Alice. Not what, but who that should be. I inquired again. Well, who is that? She couldn't now contain herself, and the words just poured out with absolute confidence and desire. Why, Mr. Alice, God himself, of course. By now, I hope you would realise that my whole purpose in speaking to her in this way was, in fact, to draw out that answer from either her or one of the group. But it was the way she said it that really pleased me and prepared me for this present day in which we live in 2012, where all manner of things go on in church services in the name of Christianity, which are not really God-honouring, and even his very name is sometimes limited in the presentation of what is supposed to be the gospel sermon. Do you think I'm exaggerating? I think not. Where is the conscience of God's people today? Where is the God awareness that is vital in church meetings? What are the thoughts of the worshipper as they make their way to the church building? Pleasing man or pleasing God? We live in a day described in Paul's letters to Timothy as to, in fact, what will be going on in later days, even our own present day, when God's people become tired of listening to his precious authoritative word and simply wanting to listen to what their itching ears want to hear rather than what God wants them to hear. What kind of image do people have in their minds when they come to church of God? Whatever is served up in the service we'll accept? Or we come to glorify God, and if that is interfered with in any way, we should be disturbed. Perhaps there's a growing complacency. The only thing concerning people, it seems, is increasing the numbers attending churches. How we need to see that the content of the service and the desire in our hearts to meet with God is of paramount importance, isn't it? I leave you with these searching questions. Take care. Enjoy your new week.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we want your name to be honoured in our church. We want the name of Jesus Christ to be lifted high. And haven't you said, Lord, if I be lifted up, I shall draw all men to myself. Lord, may we see afresh today that we need to do things your way and not invent ways and means of getting people to church. You will honour your truth in your word. Forgive us for doing things our way and put us right in our thinking. You are holy thrice holy as well as being our friend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.